Let's get back to boom, 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 chaka boom, chaka boom, chaka boom, chaka boom, chaka boom. That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And we are here about the business of keeping you informed as to some of the important issues of the day. Usually things relax a little bit about this time of year. Between Christmas and New Year's, things slacken up and get a little lighter and brighter, and so that's okay. Thinking about the past is a waste of time. Focusing on the future, if you're into the now, this is probably a good place for you to be because the things that we're talking about are going on right now. I find it interesting, the story of this American contractor. Remember his story? He's kidnapped a couple of years ago by Al-Qaeda in Pakistan. And so he has implored the president. This is a, I think this is an indication of leadership in one way or another. The fact that this guy had to get down basically on his hands and knees and beg the president to negotiate his release. He sent a video message to the Washington Post, which has been posted. Basically, in this 13 minutes, if you've seen the videotape, the guy's name is Warren Weinstein. He said, quote, "You are now in your second term as president, and that means that you can take hard decisions without worrying about re-election. I hope and pray to God that you, as leader of the United States, along with your administration, will feel an adequate level of responsibility toward me and work for my release." Weinstein said that he was working as a development expert in U.S. government programs. He was abducted by Al-Qaeda in August of 2011. I guess there are a number of questions that might come out of this. The usual and predictable things that come from the people who don't like Obama. In this circumstance, I guess this, as far as I'm concerned, highlights what the guy's all about across the board. He doesn't pay attention. There is very little on his radar screen except what his ego sort of predicates at that moment. And why it would be that somebody like this in this circumstance would have to do or resort to the point that he did to get the president to, to come
wait,
around.
Wait a second.
You know.
What about, well, what I mean, about not negotiating with terrorists?
I know. Let me just, that's where I'm, part two of this is okay. That the, this sort of smells a little bit to me like a put up job from the bad guys who would allow him or encourage him or produce with him. I mean, if he's a captive of Al-Qaeda, they must have been complicit or implicit somehow in doing this videotape, right? I mean, is that reasonable to expect? So on the other side of it, there is a not dealing with terrorists sort of sentiment in our country, which has some merit. Because if they figure they can get away with this, they'll just do it wherever they can. They'll grab Americans all over the place if they can do it. I don't know enough about this guy, Kenny, to be honest with you. I mean, a lot of these people who are contractors get involved in things sometimes that are under, if you will, the radar. So I don't really know. Other than I remember hearing the story about him being captured and other people that have been captured in other countries. And, you know, sometimes people do foolish things like those kids that went over the Iranian-Iraqi border and got caught by the Iranians a couple of years ago and they finally got out. But in this circumstance, I can see on the surface how Al-Qaeda would like to use this as sort of a promotional tool. Look at that bad guy over there. He's just letting his people hang versus... You know, what's our approach? If we make a deal with Al-Qaeda, what kind of a deal can you make with these people? Because they aren't trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? What's the deal? What do you give in return for Warren Weinstein? And how do we know that he's not in bed with, you know, when you see these videotapes, you understand that there's nothing going to get out of it. It's not like he snuck away someplace and got into a studio where there was a television camera and managed to get secretly this thing across the board. No! It was done by Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. You say Al-Qaeda, I'll say Al-Qaeda. So what do we do with this guy? Let him sit there and rot? You have to have sympathy for what he's going through and what his family is all about, unless he's joined their ranks, which wouldn't be the first time something like that happened either. So I don't know what to do. But the way the news media played it, Kenny, was as I started out and you objected immediately. Wait a minute! Because the news media is playing this as if Al-Qaeda was just like any other group. Okay, so we got a bad deal from Macy's. Let's renegotiate it. It doesn't work that way with these guys. It's not going to happen. Right? Am I right or wrong?
You're right. It's a horrible precedent to set.
Yeah.
If you know, I don't know what it is that Al Qaeda would want.
Yeah.
And
we have
it doesn't matter because it will always be more.
Right. Do we have anybody in Gitmo? We must still have some.
Oh, sure.
With Gitmo,
mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. All right, so that's probably what they want. And it was any way to make us look bad. So I don't know what to do. I feel badly the guy's there, but what do you do? At least maybe Obama ought to talk about it a little bit anyway and see what they come up with. So that's item number one on the docket here in this hour of the Good Day program. Item number two takes us to New York.
Oh.
Roberta, it's a wonderful town. As a rookie... if you're going to the Super Bowl looking for the ultimate experience,
mm-hmm.
The rookie Cooper Taylor has something that maybe will be right up your alley. He's renting out his condo. He's got a condo. He's renting his condo for Super Bowl. What is it? 27? What is it? 28? What is Super Bowl? What is this year?
More than that.
38?
Isn't it?
Trying to read the numbers.
Yeah, Michael.
They are in the 40s, so they're 47 then. Because, yeah, it is. It's X, which is 50. L is X 50? Yeah, X is 50.
X is 10, L is 50.
All right, so it's 10 off of that plus 8. So it is. It's 48. Thank you. I'd forgotten my Roman numerals. Anyway, there's a lucky fan that could go to the big game and spend the week living like an NFL player. The story in the New York Post, Roberta, he's disappointed the Giants will not be playing in the Super Bowl, but because he's going to have that time off, he and his girlfriend figured that they would take a vacation. Thought it would be nice to get out of town, go on vacation, because it would be a madhouse in New York. I'm disappointed that we're not playing in it. But anyway, this is a 1,000-square-foot apartment in Rutherford, New Jersey. 2 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, 6 miles from the MetLife Stadium. 6-tenths of a mile from MetLife Stadium. His girlfriend, Susan, rent the apartment month to month for $2,700, asking $9,000 for Super Bowl week. Good for them. Well, listen, it's the entrepreneurial spirit, capitalistic spirit.
Well, a lot of people in New York are doing that.
Right.
Well,
if you look around,
we're just getting out of there.
I was looking at some of the real estate. I get a thing from the Wall Street Journal every week that sort of highlights what some of the real estate values are or real estate opportunities. What's her face? Gloria Stefan is renting. She has this monstrous, huge compound in Miami. She's renting out her servants' quarters for $30,000 a month. Right. Is a place I saw on Malibu Beach that was for rent for $67,000 a month.
Woo-hoo.
During the wintertime. All right. Let's see, what other things? I saw an apartment in New York that overlooked Central Park that was this is a 40,000 square foot apartment, if you can imagine.
40,000 square feet? That's
yeah.
The whole building.
Yeah, right. It's a whole, can you imagine? I'm sorry, it was 14,000. No, sorry. 14,000. Even that, though, is pretty large.
That's pretty big.
For an apartment. And it's for rent for $105,000 a month.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
That's the kind of stuff that you're looking at. It's certainly it's like child's play for Roberta. And
oh, right, yeah.
Every day, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm take everybody to Hawaii with me.
The everyday price.
You really?
When do we go?
Melly Clicky Maka, Roberta.
Let's go. Oh, isn't the president over there vacationing?
Of course.
All right. Let's go over there.
We'll stop by and put a shrimp on the Barbie.
Right. There you go. Speaking of... well, we weren't speaking of this. Pretty much, I was going to.
Too late. You're already gone.
I know. I'm already there. Well, I was actually thinking about a story. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical people. We have three really good medical people that have a different point of view on medicine. I have Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has an interesting sort of, I don't want to say, well, yeah, I do want to say, it's an educated perspective on holistic medicine. And we have Jack Stockwell, who's a chiropractor, and he has a perspective on on medicine that is sort of, I mean, I don't mean this to be silly, but he focuses on the gut, and his reactions to medical stories and theories is his gut reaction to them, even though he's based in medicine and is a well-known Nuka chiropractor. But a lot of his stuff is based on his own research that you see in his newsletter, Forbidden Doctor. And then there's Ken Kronos, who's very much a traditionalist, who is a heart specialist, cardiologist, who deals with the problems in medicine in a very scientific way. And thus, when we talk about the heart and Heart Factors Plus, Ken recommends that you consider Heart Factors Plus as a way to keep your system working properly and keeping your blood pressure levels at a reasonable level. If you're over 40, chances are your body has started to react to how you've lived, and if you haven't lived particularly well, your blood pressure may start going up. That's where Heart Factors Plus comes right in. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural formula that will boost the nitric oxide level in your system. So your arteries expand, your blood flow improves to your heart, to your brain, to the muscles, to all over your body, and therefore keeping your blood pressure levels at the level they're supposed to be. So you could be 60 and you have the blood pressure level of somebody who's 40. That's what Heart Factors Plus promises. Give yourself a gift, even though it's after Christmas. This is for you. It's about you. Call right now, 800-577-8560 to maintain the healthy blood flow and maintain the blood pressure levels. You need this product. 800-577-8560. Order Heart Factors Plus today. I mentioned Doug Steffen. You get a new CoQ10 fish oil formula that is super for your heart as well. So get both items by dialing 800-577-8560. You're going to get Heart Factors Plus, and you're going to get the CoQ10. 800-577-8560.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yes! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off available 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, it's clinically proven instant effects. Genucel is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get Genucel? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esthetique face cream absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, personal finance expert. According to a recent Bank of America study, 55% of people abandon their New Year's resolutions before May. Building good habits can be hard, but starting with small changes can help. If your resolution is to improve your finances, start by learning steps that can help you in the long run, like a credit card that reinforces good payment habits. Farnoosh Tarabi, personal finance expert.
Learning to be financially responsible is a great New Year's resolution. However, your holiday spending can get in the way of starting the New Year off right. If you're applying for a credit card for the holidays, consider a program that promotes good financial habits. With the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, every quarter that you pay more than the monthly minimum and on time each month, you'll automatically receive $25 towards your balance. It's an incentive that'll help you commit to your resolution.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Gary Newman.
Hi.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Coming up, a 2020 News Quiz question here on the Good Day program. Before we get to that, though, there are some things that I try to have or instill in everybody that's working on the website or all of the things, Facebook and Twitter, anything where we can have some fun or we can at least look at something and smile, because there are things that are just not right. There are people who are just not right. You can make your own judgments about those of us who are on the Good Day program, whether we are right or not so right. Today may be an indicator of whether we're right or not. Our video of the day today is Jib Jab, back in the focus. This is their annual year in review video, which you got to see. There happened to be audio attached to it, which we're going to play for you right now.
Along 2013, it's time to send you on your way. In Egypt, Rome, in Pakistan, the spy in NSA. Busting from Sarah and the shutdown.
Obamacare was finally here.
Cracked up in Mayors, Carlos Danger, 2013. What a year.
Not even that change.
We decided it's okay for gays to win. Northwest and then a royal baby. We really knocked them dead.
I got my twerking butt in here.
My empire grew bigger.
I said
2013, what a year.
Hey, what's the holdup? I'm a TV actor.
I'm a rock star.
I transformed a nation.
Get off Blockbuster back in Grand Theft Auto and the Foxes. Typhoons and twisters, think of us all with trend gears. There was way more than we can even see at the end.
The Jib Jab folks, it seems to me, are the heir apparents, Kenny, to the Capitol Steps. How many people remember the Capitol Steps? Anybody remember them but me?
I don't.
Remembers the Capitol Steps.
What are the Capitol Steps?
You remember the Capitol? Huh?
Nope. Yeah, I think they're still around.
Are they? I remember when I used to go to all those dinners in Washington. We'd have the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and you'd have the Press Association Dinner, and the president would come, and they'd all make jokes and take shots. But the Capitol steps, when I remember them, when I was working in Washington, used to, they would skewer public figures, mostly Washington politicians, but there would be others in the focus as well, and they did a great job. It was just fun stuff, and they did it so well. I remember having them on the program three or four times, and then they seem to have disappeared, but you say they're still around, Kenny, huh? I haven't heard, seen them. So we actually nose around one issue a little bit and see if we can find some audio from them. Maybe there's something recent that we can promote, but I just haven't seen. They haven't done as good a job as they used to at making themselves public, or the public aware of them. They're very entertaining, though. Very entertaining stuff. Our poll today at DougStefan.com, as long as the jib-jab thing focuses on the year in review, here is our New Year's resolution sort of poll. These are the top five New Year's resolutions that basically have appeared on websites and in public discussion here and there. Which one of these is yours? A. Lose weight. B. Quit smoking. C. Exercise more. D. Get a better job. E. Save money. F. Other. G. I don't make resolutions. All right, which one of those are you going to pick, Roberta?
E.
E. Save money. All right, that's good for the Queen of Sheep.
Yep, that's good.
Jennifer, what are you going to do?
All of the above except the smoking part, sir.
Really? Okay. That's good. Kenny, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm with Jennifer. I don't smoke, but I could stand to
load me up.
Yeah,
and take all the rest of them. Let's use them.
Right. Lose weight, exercise more, save money. Yeah,
that sounds good to me.
Do it all. Coming up, a 2020 news quiz question on Good Day. All righty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven, too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look. No matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Stefan. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
It's time to get your game plan ready. Stretch those muscles and give it your all at Rite Aid this January. Come in and get up to $50 in plus-up rewards during the plus-up rewards games. Thousands of products qualify. And you have all month to shop with your Wellness Plus card and score more rewards. Up to $50 in Rite Aid store credit just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only December 29th, 2013 through January 25th, 2014. Plus-up rewards limited to Wellness Plus card. See RiteAid.com for details.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The 24 hours or so, how long will you keep your Christmas tree up? 41% of you said through New Year's. That's what carried the day there. Always have a different poll every day. Check it out. A lot of other information, the things that are new at DougStephan.com, trying to keep our fingers on the pulse, if you will. The essence of what's going on in the world today, sometimes punctuated or accentuated by how I ask the 2020 News Quiz questions when I ask them. So let's see if we can sink our teeth or our claws into this one. There's an advocacy group for everything. We all know that, right? There's a group called the Death Penalty Information Center.
Oh, that sounds like a real uplifter.
All right. I'm going to ask for you to do, maybe you know this, maybe you saw the story already, or maybe you've heard it, or you can quickly research it. It's easy enough to find. Why would they be in the news? They are among every group in the world, puts together an end-of-the-year report. So what is significant? I guess that's the way to ask the question. What's significant in the report that has been released by the Death Penalty Information Center? They have said something that is contrary to the norm, shall we say. So if you know what that is, you can win a swell prize, 888-302-3684 for the Doug Stephan Good Day program. That's how you reach us. Email also to Doug@DougStephan.com or Roberta@DougStephan.com or Jennifer@DougStephan.com or Ken@DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day. Kenny, you might want to monitor that in case somebody gives us the answer there. The Death Penalty Information Center has released a report. What is there in that report that is significant for public consumption? All right? 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, lots of people are still talking about the Target data hacking and the victimization. There are three different, back to organizations. There are three different advocacy groups: the National Consumer Law Center, the Consumer Action Group, and the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, that have reminded those of you who have fallen into this abyss, this trap, if you will, that your responsibility for unauthorized credit card charges is limited by federal law to $50. So if Citibank or if Chase or Wells Fargo or whoever it is that actually owns your credit card says you're responsible for a penny more than that, no, you are not. And most of the time, by the way, I know I had this happen to me a month or so ago. I had $1,970 charged against me. That was, I mean, they couldn't discount. There was like $9,000 worth of charges that they boiled down to $1,970. And I didn't pay a penny. Most of the banks will not require you to pay that first $50. Anybody had an experience that was different than that? They got hacked. Roberta, you've been hacked.
Nope.
I've been hacked, and they took care of everything.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Kenny, same with you.
I've never been hacked.
Good for you. The advice responding to reports that information from as many as these 47 million credit card users stolen from Target, and the fact that the banks are trying to hide save their butts as much as they can. There's a story at DougStephan.com about the continuation of research being done. This certainly has been one of the things that's been a mainstay of conversation during the holiday season. The credit card companies, not the banks, but Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, the fact that they could do more has been part of this. Everybody's asking, how does this happen so easily? Most cards that are not American, i.e., if they're Asian or European, incorporate these tiny little computer chips and require a PIN code to secure transactions, and that in and of itself virtually eliminates any of the counterfeiting problems that we've had in this country.
However, if you have the chip in your card, you have to keep your card in a metal type of wallet,
right,
because people can scan that chip and get all your information off of it.
Yeah, people can walk by you. There are devices that are available now, and they're very plentiful in big cities, New York.
Yes, I have them on my cards, because in most parts of the world, like in Europe, you can't use your card unless it has the chip on it.
Yeah, right. So in this country, though, banks and retailers have resisted paying more because these cards are more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The transaction terminals cost more money. The office systems in the back room, more. So, but with this sort of a breach and the other one that was TJ Maxx, I think, a couple of years ago, and there have been three or four others, it may now be, Roberta, that this thing becomes a fact. It may be that the credit card people just say, okay, we're not going to keep eating all of this. It's costing millions and millions of dollars. So you want a credit card from us? You better use it this way or forget it. You can't have a credit card. I can see that happening.
Yep.
Right? You can see that happening easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very easily. All right, so that's number two, by the way. The question, we have another minute or so on the question of what the Death Penalty Information Center has released news-wise to refer to their experiences or our experience in this country regarding their issue in the year 2013. I'm just tired of Phil Robertson, tired of the Duck Dynasty thing, and it's stuff like this that makes me more tired. The Reverend, as Limbaugh says, the Reverend Jesse Jackson now is in on this. He claims that Mr. Robertson is equivalent to Rosa Parks. Man, if I thought, I would have probably forgotten, I would have ignored this, except this is such a stretch, it is so ridiculous that it's worth a chuckle. All right? We all know that Robertson has made these statements about gays. Right? Whether it was promotional or not, it's not important to the discussion. The anti-gay comments he made were, according to Jesse Jackson, the same as those made by the bus driver who demanded Rosa Parks give up her seat to a white passenger. Jesse Jackson says, quote, "These statements uttered by Robertson are more offensive than the bus driver in Montgomery, Alabama, when he said to Mrs. Parks, you got to go to the back of the bus. At least the bus driver who ordered Parks to surrender her seat was following state law. Robertson's statements were uttered freely and openly without cover of the law within a context of what he seemed to believe was his white privilege.
Well, you can argue he did do it under the law because it is a constitutional right.
What? To say what you want to say?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You can make a... The Constitution doesn't protect you from making a fool of yourself.
You could argue it in that way.
Yeah, I suppose you could do that. Is there anybody else who would like to comment on Jesse Jackson? Whether I said it all or not, I just find...
Aren't you just sick of it, though?
I am. I'm tired
of it.
These,
it's been blown out of proportion.
You know what it is? Here's what I believe about this. We have to be free to disagree. We have to be free to disapprove. And disapproval isn't hate. It's dangerous.
Right. Disagreeing with something does not mean you hate something.
No. And if you think about how this has matriculated in our society, we've been told that we are not able to base our opinions on our religious beliefs. It's dangerous to our society if we can't disagree, though, in my mind, about proper or improper sexual behavior, whatever you think is right. I may disagree with his comments. I don't think it's anybody's business what people do with each other. It doesn't. As long as nobody's getting hurt, I could care less. That's my own pejorative on this. So do I raise my eyebrow to what Phil Robertson said and maybe have a comment about it? Yeah. But that's my right to disagree with his point of view. It is wrong for us to be teaching that disapproval is the same as hatred. It's dangerous when it comes to Jesse Jackson and some of this stuff, promoting this idea. And this is back to those who are in power or who grab power, the Jesse Jacksons of the world, special interest groups, which all have a right to exist, and it's cool that they do exist because it gives us something to talk about. But on the other side of it, the way that this is, that people kowtow or roll over to this megalomaniac, Jesse Jackson or any of these other people who are lusting for power and they want you to give money to their organization. What's his organization called? PUSH, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago. He's been shaking people down for decades. What does the guy do for a living? He doesn't have a church. So how come Jesse Jackson's a millionaire?
And his son is a crook.
Right. He's in jail.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's he's responsible. That's not his father's responsibility. Other than you got to wonder what he taught him for values. You know, Jesse may be just smarter than his son and has been getting away with it for shakedowns, you know, for decades. So, but to back up what we were talking about here with regard to disagreement, if we, and a lot of this has happened, the Limbaugh thing with that girl, what was her name? Sharon?
Sandra Fluke.
Sandra Fluke, right. Yeah, I mean, that kind of stuff. That's affected my commerce, and I have nothing to do with Rush Limbaugh except that I'm on stations that he's on, and it still cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars this year because of the statement he made. Is that right? I don't think it's right at all. You can say, well, you have your own interest, self-interest. Yeah, maybe I do, but still the whole idea behind it is wrong, it seems to me. If you don't have the ability to disagree, then, you know, we don't need elections because, you know, just people go in there. If we can't disagree with people in Congress or people who are on a city council or people who are on a school board, we don't have anything left to decide. Or if, in this case, somebody like Robertson wants to go out and do whatever it was he did in the name of promotion. Disapproval is an important part of what we have going for us as a unique society. And as soon as we take away our right to disapprove and you know, say that we have to take this guy, the guy we disapprove about with Robertson, fine. But we want to silence him?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not how it works. At least it doesn't work that way in my world. I saw something this week, Jennifer. A Catholic school in Seattle. A assistant principal was fired because he admitted that he was gay. Or was it? Yeah. And
he was fired
kids.
For that.
Yeah. So the kids...
Was this
the
a religious school?
Are they allowed to do that?
Well,
is it a private? It has to be a private.
It was a Catholic. It was a Catholic.
Okay. Yeah,
it was
okay,
a Catholic
that's
school.
Why.
Yep, Catholic school. Said they're not going to change. Principal was forced to resign when it became obvious that there was an alternative lifestyle there. The school spokesperson, Sister Mary Tracy, said it was a church decision, not a school decision. So the students posted a petition asking for a change in the church's stance on gay marriage at change.org. And I don't know where the petition is now. Last time I read anything about it, which was a few. Let's see, when did I see this? I saw that I got Monday of this week, Tuesday maybe. But it wasn't an appropriate Christmas conversation, so that's why I didn't have it then. A couple of thousand signatures have been posted at change.org. There were protests in the school's cafeteria. The kids didn't go to class. They protested in the street. The faculty said they're proud of their students for expressing themselves, but because it's Catholic school, their faculty, they can't comment on the matter one way or another. So right. The Catholic Church muzzles people who disagree, and that's back to what I was just talking about. You know, it's their right to do it if they want to. But is it healthy? What are you teaching the students? The students, it seems to me, are teaching the school a thing or two. Wouldn't you say?
I'd say so. Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, I mean, I kind of respect, if it's a private institution and this is your
rule. They have a right to do it.
They have a right to do whatever
Absolutely.
They want.
Yep.
So, you know, you don't have to like the rule, but you know it going in.
I just, there's so much foolishness, so much focus on the gay lifestyle. Brian Boitano, everybody know who he is?
Yeah, news break. He's gay. Who knew? And he's a skater, huh?
Yeah.
That's breaking so news. I know, shocking.
Why does that get everybody all? I told you the woman who was probably the most important woman in my life for shaping who I am today was a lady named Marion Proctor. Marion, what do you laugh
at? I just love the exam she used to give you.
Yeah, very funny, Roberta.
She's a proctologist.
Completely out of context, but at any rate, Marion was the foremost skating coach in our country and has pretty much taught every person who was an Olympic champion how to skate. She taught Brian Boitano. She taught, was the first woman, Tenley Albright, and dozens of others who were accomplished skaters in our country. She taught them how to skate. And I think about, I met Brian once. Seemed like a nice kid. You know, I don't have gaydar, and it didn't appear to me, you know, you all chuckling because who would have thought that somebody who was a skater was gay? Is that what happens when a skater's all gay? Is that what you're telling me? A lot of gay people, a lot of skaters are gay? Is that what
yes.
I'm supposed to take away from
most
the conversation?
Of them. Most figure skating most of males them. Are.
Yeah, okay. Guys in ballet, yes.
You know what? He's a good skater, though, so what
he
difference
is.
Does it make? Who gives a crap what his sexual orientation is? He's won the United States many trophies. He's honored
That's
our
true.
Country with his skating. So why would anybody make an issue out of whether he's gay or not?
Because he's going to Russia to represent us.
So the Russians don't like gay.
There you go.
Him and Billie Jean King.
Yeah, good for that. Okay.
They are.
All right.
We're
going to
room together.
Yeah, okay. So, the answer, let's get the answer to our 2020 quiz question that didn't get answered by anybody because they didn't figure out what the Death Penalty Information Center is all about. I don't know whether you consider it good news or not. There were 39 executions this year, frankly. Sorry, it's 2013's number. 39 executions in our country. Second time in two decades that saw fewer than 40 people executed. The only reason, however, we take solace in this only to the point when we learn that the reason for the problem is the states can't get lethal injection drugs because they become illegal. So, I mean, I laugh about this. There were 80 people sentenced to death in our country this year. 80. Last year, 77 were committed to execution, but it'll take them 20 to 30 years before they ever get there because of the appeals. And when they get there, they probably won't get executed anyway because there's no more drugs. So have we eliminated the death penalty by a fashion that is sort of not what we expected? And in fact, the death penalty, its usage is dwindling because they can't come up with the drugs to do it. It's very interesting, huh? 11 minutes before the hour on Good Day. Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia Serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month's supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
All right, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. You knew that, though, right?
Yes, I've been here.
You knew
here.
That, Jennifer? You knew that? Kenny, you knew that, right?
Yep.
Good, thank you. 51 after.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
To focus on travel with our friend Tom Parsons from BestPairs.com, who has the story of that Say it again, Doug. There it is! The computer glitch that resulted in Roberta getting a trip to New Orleans for $30 from New York. A lot of fares offered for coast-to-coast flights. The glitch was fixed pretty quickly, but Tommy has the results, if you will, of how much damage it may have done, how many people were smart enough to take advantage of these sorts of things. BestFares.com has them all the time. He's got to move fast. We'll talk about that, the low rate of travel, and travel experiences in general, where you can save some money coming up here on Good Day.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I looked down at my hands and was like, wow, I'm performing CPR on this guy. And then I actually finally met him. That was probably one of the coolest parts of my life, being able to talk to a guy after I gave him CPR.
Reed was just 17 when he heard a cry for help. Thanks to his Red Cross training, he didn't freeze, he didn't panic, he knew exactly what to do. Red Cross training saves lives. Sign up for a class today at redcross.org.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all 10 more appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year Celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226-015. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com with a story of what happened on Delta yesterday, which is something that happens as these systems become more complicated and the fares adjust all the time. There are bound to be these problems. The glitch fixed. Delta says it will honor the tickets. One of the things that happened was a month or so ago, United getting the same thing, and United said, we're not going to honor. And then, I mean, I would seem to be smart lawyers would be out there and they'd be fast on to fixing their butts, right?
I guarantee they had honor. The DOT would have fined them every single ticket for promoting it on their website.
Yeah.
Okay? And that violates the law.
Yeah.
All right? And therefore, United can say what they wish, but it was a glitch. It was a mistake. Well, sorry, Charlie. You put it on your website. You must eat it. And it's like our contract, too, with Sabre. You can book it, and we do not have to force the airfare, and you can get it for $5. More power to you. And we try to bring it to your attention, but we'll say, like right now, there still could be a snooze you lose. We're not sure why the airfare is on Aeromexico so cheap right now in some of the select cities. Like Dallas to Los Cabos is normally $600, and yet today we can buy it for like $219 on Aeromexico.
Mm-hmm. But
you got to remember, in that $219, $100 of that airfare is taxes.
Right.
So there's a few of those we have up on your site. And then they also did a, you know, you got to remember, airfares are, we use computers and it does this. This was a glitch, not by a computer, but a human. A human has to put data in, a code, a dot, a X, a Z, and like the one we had a couple weeks ago in San Francisco to Maui, it was $191. She should have put in, or he should have put in OW. Instead, he wrote RT for round trip, so we were selling $191 tickets on Delta, but you were flying Alaska, and I swear we had probably 9,000 people hit our page that day, and
right.
It stayed around until the following day.
Yeah.
Huh? But that's what happens on weekends. So there's mistakes out there. We saw Europe, 4 months ago? It lasted for 3 days. Everything in July and August was down by 400 or 500 because someone put the seasonality not for April and May, but they extended it all the way through June, July, and August, so everybody was flying for $400 or $500 cheaper if they bought it during that 72-hour period. So it happens. Watch the email, watch our Twitter, watch our what we call Facebook. We see it. We don't really care. If you can book it, you know, go for it. We'll deal with the airlines later. I don't really have to deal with them. I just call Sabre. They have a bigger stick.
Sabre is the computerized system that used to belong to American Airlines. It got sold out on its sort of on its own, and most of these systems that the airlines developed for themselves over the years have been sold off, and they are the ones that's how you find the fares for whatever the airline and whatever the tripping. All right, so check out the bargains. That's what Tom's telling you. There's a picture of Tom at DougStephan.com. Click on that. It goes right to the very special.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.